Many Americans are opting to stay close to home rather than wander overseas this summer. Concerns about terrorism and long lines for airport security have turned would-be long-distance travelers into domestic sunbathers. But not members or wannabe members of the Traveler Century Club. To join, you must visit at least 100 countries. The club's definition of countries is debatable. Alaska and Hawaii are on the list, as well as other territories separated geographically from their parent homelands. But any way you add it up, Jeannie Hoskins of Sumner, Washington, has far surpassed the threshold. Now 88 years old, she's been a club member for 10 years.
Well, the thing that started the whole business was when my husband passed on. And I was doing a lot of crying. And finally, one day, I thought, I'm just getting red eyes and a headache, and this is kind of dumb. And I happened to pick up a Smithsonian magazine. There was an advertisement in there. Travco was going into Antarctica. I called them. They said they had room for one. And after I did that, I decided that that was the thing that would bring me back into life.
And what is it about traveling that you like? What do you like to go see?
I love being with the people. That's one of the biggest thrills to me. I was just showing the young man here some pictures that I'd taken, and they were taken in Irianjaya, where the people don't wear clothing, and they buy their wives with pigs. And that just thrills me no end to know that that's going on in this world now.
And for the geographically challenged, where is that?
That's just above Australia. During World War II, that was New Guinea.
And what number are you up to right now?
270.
270. And which countries are still on your list? Where do you plan to go next?
Hopefully, I'll go to Madagascar. And then I'm very anxious to go to Papua New Guinea. I want to see the people who live up in the trees. Well, I still have a few places that I want to go, but I'm not really down to the bottom of my heart. I am not a country counter. I just want to go to the places that mean the most to me, the places that I know that I'm going to enjoy.
Well, good luck getting to Madagascar. That's one on my list, by the way. I've been
there.
Well,
maybe I'll meet you there.
Okay. Jeannie Hoskins of Sumner, Washington. She joined us from the studios of member station KPLU in Tacoma, Washington. Thanks so much for taking us along vicariously on your travels.
You're most welcome.